Melinda Gates, whose ex-husband is Bill Gates, is speaking out about how the Epstein files, when they were released, well, half of them anyway, when they were released, guess whose name was on the Epstein files? Oh, her ex-husband Bill Gates is on there. And according to the files, Bill tried to slip his wife Melinda, or get somebody else to slip his wife Melinda, an antibiotic for an STD that he picked up on Epstein Island.
So clever, though.
So wrong.
Jason Goodman here.
What's
for Bill Gates.
Wrong with you?
Bill no. Gates cleverness.
Putting medication in somebody else's body?
I didn't say it wasn't wrong.
Wouldn't you have to do it for like 5 to 10 days?
Yeah.
Probably. But I mean, what a commitment.
Well, then he could get the Z-Pack, which is very strong. But
no, he shouldn't.
I didn't say
he
should.
He shouldn't be doing any of it.
I didn't say he should. Uh-huh. I'm just thinking, if you look at from this like a distance, somebody doing that is really clever to get out of the horrible situation.
If you look at it from, I don't know, maybe Epstein Island, then maybe it's like, oh, that's okay. Let's just do that. Yeah, not cheat in first place.
Yeah, I agree.
Not be a sleaze.
I agree. He shouldn't have cheated in the first place, and he shouldn't have put an antibiotic possibly in her drink or food, whatever. I just think it was clever. That's all. And was he named on the Epstein files like he was just there, or are there evidence that he did more than that? I thought I saw a picture that looked kind of not good for him.
Oh, yeah. A lot of them look not good for him. And also, you know who else it doesn't look good for? Well, I mean, lots of people, but Andrew.
Former Prince, whatever.
Allegedly has been kicked out of the family, house,
and
off the land.
And there's this minority owner of, when I say minority, that's financially, he's an old white guy.
Katie. Shocking.
Yeah. An old rich white guy that's pervy.
Named in the Epstein files?
Yeah, and I've never heard of him, but he owns a little bit of the New York Giants. But he has these emails where he's, you know, it's so clear he had to make a statement. He's like, no, everyone that I hired from Epstein, they were over 18. Like, he had to just say he did it, but they're over 18. It's like, geez.
Oh, my God.
And it's some, like, good-looking guy.
Of course.
That's younger.
Terrible.
That ABC just hired, that some whatever.
Yep.
He was named in it. And then
Deepak Chopra was also named in them. You know, the health guru, the people
he's always
to.
Giving advice to everyone. Like, you should live your life this way. You should do this. And he was been named
it's
in it.
It's shocking, but it isn't shocking, but it is. I don't know.
With
how
the Bill Gates theory, you know, the STD and putting the antibiotic in her drink, because then she would know, wait
or
a minute,
he was
cheating. But here's something that I remember. Wasn't he, and didn't he have a relationship with another woman that he, like,
she
would go off with, and then his wife was okay with it?
Yeah, that was a weird thing. Yeah.
What was it?
It was every year. It was some lady, I think, from North Carolina that lived on the coast, and they had some understanding. It was like an ex-girlfriend or a high school sweetheart or some weird thing. And once a year, he can go spend a weekend or a week with her, and she was okay with it, which doesn't mean the Epstein Island thing is good.
No, but that shows.
But you're
some
opening
kind of,
you're opening Pandora's box. You're like, our marriage isn't sacred.
Well, but I wonder though, because I'm not, you know. Here's another side of it, is that what if at that point she'd already checked out of the marriage? What if at that point, knowing the things that she knows, I mean, do we know for a fact that Epstein Island happened before this woman
I don't know.
We don't have the timeline. So it's like, oh, your marriage isn't you know, pristine or perfect or whatever, but we don't know the timeline.
No,
maybe at that point you're like, screw you.
I think this audio, what she says at the end of the audio would make me think that this relationship with this lady at the coast that Bill Gates had known for most of his life was before she knew about the Epstein. Based on what she says at the end, I don't know. I could be wrong.
The emails in the files suggest that Bill Gates had additional affairs and that he tried to get medication to treat a sexually transmitted infection and that he was going to give you the medicine without you knowing. His representative has said all of this is false. It is not on you to have to respond to the details of that alleged behavior, but
you're on a podcast, so please do.
But please say it. Please something.
I wonder what your dominant emotion is when you read these news articles.
Anger.
Pissed.
I want to kill him.
Betrayed.
Yeah.
Jason's like, clever. Is that an emotion?
No, well, it is. But I wonder if she like doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
With these details. Sad. Just unbelievable sadness. Unbelievable sadness. Right. And again, I'm able to take my own sadness and
look at those young girls and say, my God, how did that happen to those girls, right? And so for me, it's just sadness for, you know, I left my marriage. I had to leave my marriage. I wanted to leave my marriage. I had to leave I felt I needed to eventually leave the foundation. So it's just sad. That's the truth, right? And it's,
that's what I'm saying. We should have had to leave my marriage. Like, she didn't have to leave her marriage when I think he was canoodling with this lady every summer.
They also had young children.
She obviously agreed to that, and that mm-hmm. was okay with her.
Well, or maybe. I mean, I'm not even trying to play devil's advocate. I'm just saying, when there is a marriage, you never know what's going on behind closed doors.
For sure.
And there are people who, when they have young children, will do anything and stay no matter what.
Absolutely.
To keep that family intact.
So you're saying
you
she could have been pressured into accepting his behavior and going off with another woman because she would know that if she didn't accept it, that would lead to a breakup or divorce.
Not pressured. I think it's like, this is what I've committed to and this is what I'm going to do until maybe our children reach a certain age.
Okay.
It's possible. You know? And I mean, if they agreed to it, they agreed to it.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to know the circumstances. Is it because she agreed to it because she was already checked out?
I don't know.
Or was she agreeing to it because
he's going to do it anyway?
He's going to do it anyways, and she doesn't want to mess up this marriage mm-hmm. because of the kids yet.
Bill Gates, this is just the way it's worded, is funny to me.
What?
Bill Gates maintained a longstanding tradition of spending
Who the hell wrote that?
AI. Spending a long weekend every spring with his ex-girlfriend, Anne Winblad, at her beach cottage in Corella.
Wow.
On North Carolina's Outer Banks.
You wonder if this was the part of the agreement before they even got married.
Who knows?
Yeah. This annual trip was approved by his ex-wife, Melinda, and involved activities like walking on the beach, riding dune buggies, and discussing biotechnology. And sex.
Oh, it was sex?
No, they don't have that there.
Oh, maybe
that's
it wasn't.
It was.
Oh, come on.
That's
maybe
all,
it wasn't.
You're hanging out with your ex-girlfriend at her cottage?
What if his wife didn't like dune buggies and he really wanted to ride them with somebody?
No.
The nerdiest thing I can picture is Bill Gates riding a dune buggy.
Ugh.
Talking about biotech.
No, the nerdiest thing is picturing him in some sort of sexual encounter.
They even said that, what's his name? That he was confined to a wheelchair. He was like a genius. Stephen
Hawking. Yeah.
Like that he was either something with Epstein Island or prostitutes. I'm like, dang.
Oh, I didn't see Hawking.
No, I mean like with prostitutes. I don't know if it was Epstein, allegedly.
Well, if it's not Epstein and he was just getting, you know, basic ones, I mean, as long as there's
no
sex.
What else you want to say, Jason?
It's your day.
Pro-prostitution is what
I'm saying. As long as it wasn't sex trafficking.
You wouldn't turn in a known murderer if the ransom wasn't high enough.
No, I'm just saying the guy was, he had no, nothing.
I know.
A normal woman is not going to hook up with him.
I'm not judging him. I mean, unless they're underage.
It's kind of like, at least for me, I've been able to move on in life. And I hope there's some justice for those now women, right? We see them standing up in front of microphones in D.C. What they went through is just unimaginable, I think.
Yeah, it is. It's terrible. And I didn't even know it was so prevalent, the sex trafficking. I had no idea. And apparently some documentaries have come out saying it's way more than most people know.
Did you ever see the Epstein documentary?
I
it
didn't.
Was four parts. You should go back and watch it.
You get some ideas, Jason.
Absolutely should go back and watch
it. Well, you see all the signs.
Some clever ideas from it.
Oh, God.
Stop, Jared. That's
I was wondering if he'd pick up on that.
Matt had a grin when I said it. No
one
else did.
Don't position him that way, Jared.
He does a good enough job himself.
You're right. He needs no help.
I can put myself in a corner, okay? You don't have to do it to me.
Don't perv-splain me.